Joining us now in our studios is two Northfield Rotarians. We have Todd Thompson and Anika Richner joining us. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's that time of year. It's midsummer. And, I'm sure the Rotarians are really ready for the four-way taste again this year. It's just one of those good things that were kind of pandemic delayed or altered, and now it's back.
Yeah, I was just thinking, this is the first year, since the first year, that it will be somewhat normal again. So yeah. 2019 was our inaugural year, and mm-hmm. then we had a couple of years of creative, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. Creative, alternative.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pandemic. So we're back, and the event is in less than 2 weeks. So it's Thursday, July 21st, mm-hmm. out at Red Barn Farm.
All right. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment or so. But I want to talk about the Rotary Club overall. It's one of the most
happening
groups
exactly.
in town for the nonprofits. And Todd, I know you're in the middle of all this. And
I am.
Yeah, tell us some of the things that the Rotary Club has been doing over the course of 2022.
Well, we've got all sorts of projects going. We've got our fundraisers, which is what we're talking about this morning. And mm-hmm. we have international projects in Tanzania, Togo, Guatemala. And we just recently donated some money for a hospital in Mykolaiv, Ukraine, and sent some money for disaster relief in Bangladesh. And those are just the ones I can think of off the top of my head. And then, of course, over the pandemic, we've been helping support the Community Action Center, the Healthy Community Initiative, the Key, and various local social groups here in town. And we've, of course, been celebrating quite possibly Northfield Rotary's greatest year as I was the president this past year. And the moods are a little down, but since I had to pass that baton on. But then when they realize that it's none other than Bradley Frago, who's now the president, people's perk right up again.
You're in good hands.
Yes, we've had a really good year considering, and I guess probably the highlight was just being together again. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you're a member of a club like Rotary or a church or even obviously school as well. All of those things I've experienced where it's just nice to be back together again. You know, mm-hmm. as John Denver said, it's good to be back home again.
Yeah.
And I think for me, home is being with my friends and people and. And Rotary is a family that that you can join, and we really enjoy each other's company.
You know, you had mentioned donating to some of the relief efforts in the Ukraine, of course, the war-torn Ukraine, and needing hospitalization. They're going to need a lot of things over there. Also, Bangladesh was in the news, but just briefly, but it has been flooding and the monsoons have really displaced millions of people there as well. So mm-hmm. while that's not making the headlines, this certainly is the need there. And what I'm getting at is the international commitment that the Rotarians have long had with the exchange program and such. Do you have any of the exchange students this year?
Exchange students are coming back this year. So mm-hmm. we've got five students from all over. We've got Brazil, Belgium, and we're sending out 8 students of our Northfielders to parts everywhere from India to Latin America. And I can tell you a little bit about how Rotary is international and how powerful it can be. I was writing a song where I was going to use a Ukrainian folk song as part of my song, and I put on Facebook, "Can anyone help me with my pronunciation?" And about 5 hours later, I got "I can" from a woman in Kyiv, Ukraine, and she said, and so I hit Messenger, and I was speaking with her on screen half hour later, and she's in Kyiv. It's like 10 o'clock at night there, and it was like 2 in the afternoon here. And she had some friends in Mykolaiv, and one of them had a Rotary connection, and so I just looked online for the Rotary Club of Mykolaiv, and this guy happened to be in Austin, Texas, one of the club members, and so we communicated with the club in Mykolaiv, and that's how that donation came about. We bought a half of a hospital bed for burn victims. And if you watch the news, Mykolaiv is right in the heat of it. It's still
in the war zone, war zone.
Yeah. Having that connection, you know, and I knew I could trust not that you can't, you know, I probably trust international people more than you can trust your neighbor, you know, really. But it's nice to know that the money is going somewhere and is going to do some good. So that's my little Facebook story.
All right. And you do fundraisers to help support that.
Yes,
and,
we do.
You've got one coming up in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk to Anika here about the four-way taste. Mention, it's good to be back. It'll be a nice summer. It was 2 weeks from yesterday, so it's on a Thursday night, the Red Barn Farm. And you can gather with your friends and your fellow Rotarians and everybody in the community out there. It's always a fun event. That's a great setting for it.
It's just a beautiful venue. So we're so thankful to Pat and Tammy Winter from the Red Barn for donating the space for us for the last couple of years.
Let's talk about the four-way taste. We have to be tasting something. So I guess we'll start off with the food and drink.
Yeah, so we have 20 vendors this year. I think that's the most we've ever had.
It is.
They are local, regional vendors, winemakers, craft beer, distillery, and cider.
All right.
Yeah.
And going there last year, I tasted everybody's. That's a wide assortment there, and some really good stuff.
It's nice. It's just nice to meet all the people that are, you know, all those brewers and I don't even know what you call them, winemakers?
Vinters.
Oh, my gosh. Ciderers. I don't even know. But anyway, and to see them, and a lot of them come out, and not all of the, you know, the brewers are there, but their representatives are. And so there's that connection that you don't normally get, right? And then the community, all the people in the community that show up, like you, Jeff. You know, I get to see you out there. And it's fun. You know, it's just fun to be out and to be together like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about food. Will there be food out there?
We will have a food truck. So Maria will be out there from Frida. And we're just excited for the whole event.
Yeah,
we think so.
There's some great entertainment out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get music.
Yes, we've got none other than Mark Kreitzer, instrumentalist and vocalist extraordinaire, who's, if you haven't seen Mark before, he plays just about every instrument, and from fiddle to guitar to mandolin and so on and so forth.
Yeah, if it has a string, he can play it.
Yes, and he's so good, so tasty. And then we've got, from Faribault, Jivin Ivan and the Kings of Swing, featuring, I think most of them are Faribaulters, and that's cool. Mike Hildebrandt and Doug Maddow and Ivan himself, and so on and so forth. It's an awesome band, and they play swing and fun music for you to enjoy the evening out at the Red Barn.
I like those guys. They've been around for a long time.
We didn't have to say that, Jeff. I am so sorry, guys. I did not. Jeff did not clear his remarks with me. But
I'm just saying they're veterans. They know what they're doing.
The hole just gets bigger. Anyway, they're groovy. Yeah, that's what I say.
And for Jive and Ivan, I'm going to throw Todd under the bus. It was his fault. He made me say that.
indeed.
All right. Now, how do people sign up for the event? How do you partake? Do you get tickets there, or do you get them in advance?
You can get them in advance. They're cheaper in advance. So we'd love for you to go on northfieldrotary.org and go to events. That's where you can purchase your ticket. We have VIP tickets available for the first hour. For $100, but you get a complimentary pint glass, you get a $10 gift certificate for the food truck, and you get first in line for the event and a special drawing this year. General admission is from 5:30 to 8:30, and it's $25 in advance or $30 at the door.
All right, and it goes to not only a good cause, but a lot of good causes that the Rotarians support really throughout the year.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll put that on our calendar. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
just want to give a huge thank you to our sponsors. We have 35 sponsors this year for our event. And just want to give a shout out to the City of Northfield Municipal Liquor Store as our event sponsor. We couldn't put this event on without them. They help us connect with those vendors. And they've actually won two really great awards for our partnership. Yeah. In 2020, they won Best Community Involvement Award from the Minnesota Municipal Beverage Association. And last year, they won the Best Themed Promotion. So we're proud of that partnership, and they're a great partner.
Good
and
stuff.
We also want to mention Brent Nystrom, who along with Anika have co-chaired this event from its inception and done an awesome job.
All right. And we'll see all of these people that we've mentioned, or at least representatives of them, out on 2 weeks from yesterday, which would be the 21st.
Thursday the 21st, yes.
Thursday the 21st at the Red Barn Farm.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Todd and Anika, for coming out.
Thank
much
you.
Appreciated, and thank you for the work you do in our community as well.
Thanks,
Jeff.
Thank
you so much.
That's Anika Rishner and Todd Thompson from the Northfield Rotary Club. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.